This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't go wrong with old Michael Jackson. Any morning, Dan Wilson cooking back there. It's the morning show. Hunter Brody, James Seltzer in for Jody Cameron, John Richie, Rhea Hughes. Dan Wilson hanging out, reacting to the Phils this weekend. A 2 or 3?
Hold on.
Yeah, here.
You didn't once mention yet, and it's 8:17, Flyers development camp in Voorhees, New Jersey.
So I actually was going to come to you for a little, you know, Broads and 50 kind of, you know,
Porter
thing.
Martone. I mean, you guys aren't talking about Nesbitt at all today.
I actually have it on my notes here. You can see Flyers, ass, Broads.
Oh, you did.
I wasn't lying.
Three words on the sheet.
Yeah,
it said,
but
Flyers, ass, Broads.
It's a reminder for me to ask you about the Flyers, but since you did it yourself, guess what? I'm not going to do that right now. We're going to talk Phillies. How about that? Did you see what you did?
Yeah.
This is your fault.
I shot myself in the
foot.
We
could have had a really cool little flyer segment there.
But what do you do? You type your notes out?
Just a little
Rhea,
bit.
Rhea, do you type your notes out?
Not. It's more of reminders. It's more of reminders.
Yeah, when I was, you know, when I would be the main host.
Oh, you write in by hand? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, I feel there's something about being a scholar in this industry.
Oh, really?
Well,
right
now, and I don't mean to give you the finger, but I can't write anything right now.
So,
you don't want to give me the finger.
That is the right air. Don't have the camera, that is the right finger.
Yes.
So I had a similar thing. You can't see it too well, but I'll give the finger to the camera too. Zoe painted my nails recently.
Okay.
You can still see this one's pretty red. It's still there. But she made a heart on this one, which was great because I was like, Zoe,
great. So now you're giving your daughter
the finger. I got to give her this finger, so I get to laugh and tell her I love her.
Now listen to this nonsense.
It's a beautiful thing.
Nonsense.
Beautiful thing.
I would never give my daughter the finger.
Just wait, buddy. Just wait.
They will kick you off at some point to the point where you want to.
Oh, buddy. Will you ever?
No.
Listen, the terrible twos are a joke. I never experienced. It was 5.
So for
five is an evil age.
3. For us, it was 3. We called her.
You have one daughter?
I have one daughter.
One daughter.
She's 6 and a half now. We called her a three-nager when she was 3. She was such a, there's a word I'm not going to use on the radio, a Richard at the age of 3. She was such a Richard at the age of 3.
Really,
like a total Richard.
So
I love her.
Adorable.
Total Richard.
2's are adorable.
2 was great. I had no problem with 2.
I'm worried,
2
though,
was a delight. But then 4 was amazing. 4, I'm like, you rock. Look
at
this
he
little
back,
creature that is
5,
awesome.
At least once a day, he informed us he wanted new parents.
Nope. Oh, yeah, I've been told. Yeah, she has said some things to me that
are so heartbreaking.
If I took them seriously, you guys wouldn't know me anymore because I would have just left to live on an island by myself.
But does it put it in perspective on maybe some of the things we said? Because I remember sometimes I was now I'm thinking, whoa.
Yeah. Get ready for it. Yours is coming.
Yeah. Well, and all jokes aside here, she's 18 months and she is, everyone says she's so perfect. We could sit her down on a chair and she'll stay there and sing and dance all by herself. She won't move. So she's almost too perfect, which means this
second one is
chaos. And the way my wife thinks this baby has had a 3-month party inside of her. The bait doesn't stop moving. The feet's kicking out nonstop. So we
you're
got
getting trouble.
We got chaos coming. We got chaos
well,
coming.
I got chaos. I get it.
It's all part of it.
It's great.
That's why we do this.
It's the best.
Uh-huh.
It's the best.
Uh-huh.
But they will cut you down.
Oh, yeah.
They will cut. They will.
So the Flyers.
Nope.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Nick in Wilmington. What up, Nicky?
What's going on, everyone? Hey, Seltzer, was that metallic mint green paint in your car, or was it just green?
So it was metallic mint green.
Just
yes.
like in my cousin Vinny.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yes.
Did it?
The Buick Skylark.
Did it have Positraction, too, or something?
Positraction.
Brody has no idea what we're talking about.
No, clearly
Brody,
a movie.
You really don't.
A movie.
You don't know my cousin Vinny.
I could know.
So Brody,
yeah.
The fact that you don't know the movie, you're replacing Jodie Kimmer well, but also the fact that you have Joel in your top four is a sin against nature.
Oh, talent alone.
It is sin.
Talent alone.
Sin. The fact that you, and there, that's the reason why you should not be in a list, because he's done really nothing.
See, this is where we go to the extreme. Now he's nothing.
No, I didn't say he's nothing. He's still good, but you could even argue that Jokic should have won the MVP that year anyway. Mm-hmm. So the fact that having your top 11 is terrible. But you're filling Joe's shoes really well right now, which is great.
Well, thank you very much.
But I have a quick Philly point. So when you have pitchers like ours, they are getting you wins. They're putting the wins on our record, because if we didn't have them, we would be a mediocre team.
That's a good point,
like,
yeah.
Average team at best. So when it comes to trades, I'm giving two things, because I've called before and talked to Rhea about this, that I blame Dave Dombrowski so much for not doing anything. You have one more chance to do something and trade people. And I don't look at the pitchers of the trade. I look at other components that are good, but not that good. But they have kind of like some value. Maybe like look at a Castellanos or something like that.
I just don't know if he has value to the rest of the league.
Yeah, that's part of like, you need something, but not something that's going to take wins off the board. So if you get rid of a Suarez or someone like that, you're taking wins off the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah, so I agree with that. I agree with that.
That's kind of like, I'm very iffy on it, because like that's the thing. It's kind of like, I felt like this team is kind of like the team when we had like Cliff Lee and all that, where we win games 2-1, 3-1, 1-0, or lose games 2-1, like 3-1 and 1-0, because we had that pitching and we ended up doing something well. But we need to do something, or like trade somebody or do something, because if we don't, this is just going to be the same old thing over and over again, where we're going to be in a high leverage spot. We're going to actually play against talent, and we can't get the bat on the ball, and it's going to drive everybody nuts again. So that's kind of like where I'm at with the team. I do think they can do something, but I'm like, I feel like this year I'm trying to stay even keel more than any other year, because I just can't do it to myself anymore.
Protect the sanity. I get it.
Look, I will say, Nick, and I, you know, like, and Joe makes this point a fair amount, that, you know, the Dodgers were in the playoffs, something, it's like 12 years in a row or whatever it is. And, you know, the only World Series they had won prior to last year was the 2021, which is, you know, the Mickey Mouse, you know, pandemic World Series. Like, baseball, I'm with you in that, because we've seen these guys fail in these moments and struggle in these spots and have the wrong approaches, I instinctually feel like that is inevitable in one of these series at one of these times. But I mean, let's not forget 2022, which is, you know, I know Hoskins was here, but it's more or less the same group of guys. And I mean, they did hit until game four of the World Series, and then it all fell apart. But, you know, I do think this group could hit in the playoffs. I do think the pitching is good enough that it could carry them with some timely hitting. Some, you know, all you really need is a couple guys to be hot, and you get some timely hits and you can make it work. But I'm with you in that my gut instinct is expecting them to swing at pitches out of the zone not come through. So I don't think it's an inevitability the way you put it, but I do think that it's, you know, it's a fair concern. Nick, you got an answer for us for what makes you feel old?
I do. It's just a quick point to like getting. It's not that you fail. it's how you do it the same way every single time.
I agree, that's but look, every that. Single time is twice. You know what I mean? I yeah, feel fair. You, but yeah, it's fair. Two playoffs. It was 2024 and 2023, and 2024 was four games. And I'm with you in theory. But again, in 2022, they didn't fail that way. It's been two playoffs. Like, I don't think that that means that every playoffs they're going to fail that way.
No.
But it's possible. You know? All right, what do you got for what makes you feel old, Nick?
All right, this makes me feel really old. So when your birthday begins with 2000-something, I'm like, you're like an alien from another planet.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Nick,
I agree. And I was born in 95, but yeah. Even hearing a 2000 freaks me out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that far, but yeah. It does freak me out. I got a couple things on what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
One,
you
the
take
Nick
notes
train.
On it?
Well, yeah, I did.
Like that.
There's
it's
three
good.
Bullet
yeah.
points. That I, there's
all,
a lot there.
Yeah,
there's
go.
A lot.
Let's go.
I told you, I don't print my stuff out. It's always on the move. Always on the move.
My pen is more of a prop that I just kind of hold and play with. But yeah,
I do that too. So the first thing you mentioned was almost the same team except for the Reese thing. But then I come back to, well, the one thing we're missing is the right-handed power bat.
Reese matters.
Yeah,
I wasn't saying it in like
no,
a, yeah, but a, the point being that we've seen Harper hit throughout an entire playoffs almost, Schwarber, so on and so.
Okay, the Nick trade. I think that's probably something in the offseason with 1 year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Left on the deal. I do think it's movable then.
When
more.
He's an expiring contract.
You can't do it now because you already have tons of
holes. Yeah, there's a 0% chance thing is getting okay. Yeah,
well, so. Jim Bowden is out there saying on all these different things.
Jim Bowden was so wrong last year.
It's
can we take ourselves back to
Bowden?
Do you remember?
The same.
I know Rhea because I know we did the whole Bowden Belden thing on the show. And we talked about like he was sitting there. He's like, Dave Dombrowski is going to go out and make the biggest moves you've ever seen. He's going to get Crochet. He's going to do this. Like, I stake my reputation on
I
the
put
fact
it in
that.
Like every
right?
update.
He was like, Jim Bowden basically said, I stake my reputation on the fact that Dave Dombrowski is going to make a big splash. He didn't. So, like, all I'll say is I'm not overreacting or anything to any of the Buster Olney, Bob Nightingale, Jim Bowden especially
Jeff
reports
Passan
that we get.
Is the one that Passan's
my
mostly
goat.
Gets
yeah.
it. Mostly
and
gets it.
And either way, like, look, all the rumors and stuff are coming from these teams and these agents and all these things putting yeah. stuff out there. Like, we're at the point with Dombrowski where I think Dave Dombrowski absolutely has to show us. He has to prove to us that he's going to make one of these big moves and not nibble around the edges before I'm going to believe he's going
to Well, that was my question that I was going to ask you is, if you had to be honest and open to the people, do you feel we are getting an Estevez, Austin Hayes type trade deadline, or are we going to get a Mason Miller, Brent Rooker, more of a needle moving type of trade deadline from Dave? If you had to choose where you think this is headed with a lot of the expiring contracts and JT and Kyle and Ranger, it seems like this is maybe the last go with this current form. What do you think we're going
to
get?
If I had to bet, I would bet on the Estevez Hayes angle. Like, I think it's certainly possible. I think Dave is going in open-minded, and I think he will, if there's a big trade to make it. I think part of it is going to be the market itself. I just don't see a ton of huge names that are likely to be available with what teams are still competing, with how many teams still compete with the wild card and all that type of stuff. I don't think that huge trade is going to be there. But I also think that, I mean, you look at the last World Series that Dave Dombrowski won in 2018 in Boston. I mean, his trade deadline, he went out and got Steve Pierce and Nate Eovaldi. Steve Pierce was the World Series MVP, and he was Austin Hayes type addition. Nate Eovaldi was like, you know, not a huge addition. He was a stud for them in the playoffs and in the World Series. So, like, I do think that you can make these. I mean, look at the Dodgers last year. I mean, Tommy Edman was the NLCS MVP, was it?
Well,
right?
He played what position?
But the point being Edman was one of the lower tier trade deadline moves. It was
formerly there playing shortstop.
Was it in LA?
Was it Trey Turner?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's wild. I can't believe how that just aligned.
Yeah, but again, like the point being that you don't have to make the biggest of moves for them to be the right moves for those moves to work out.
Like all the rumors about Aroldis Chapman.
Sure.
I think he scares me because he's getting up there in age, but he is actually having a really good year.
And he's still pumping it in at like 103 or whatever, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I'd be fine with Chapman. I don't love it, but if it's not too expensive, I would be fine with Chapman. I think you could put him in at the ninth inning of a game and feel decent about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Here's my issue is I think right now when it comes to confidence, I only feel good about Kirkering. I really don't feel good about
Chapman. And no one else. Zero players in the pen.
And I thought we could internally find bullpen help by it being Lizardo pitching well and going to the pen, or Painter going to the pen. I don't know what Painter we're getting, or McAble going to the pen. I don't think McAble's an option now. So I needed to find three or four new arms so it could be Chapman, Kirkering, Painter, Lizardo. But as I talk through this, I don't think we're going to get what I need out of that. So now I'm even more concerned about the pen than I was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, look, the pen is absolutely concerning. I do think there are, to your point, there are internal, at least, potential solutions, whether it is Abel, whether it is Painter, whether it is Lizardo does make a lot of sense, too, especially with the innings, with the stuff that he has, the high-end velocity. Like, that's an interesting direction for this possibly go.
Out of the stretch, though?
Yeah, well, that's the question, yeah. And look, the day game, night game numbers are weird. And, you know, Lizardo. Look, the Lizardo thing, I wonder whether it's an innings thing, whether it's he did seem to maybe be a little juiced up for the game. You know, I'm not sure what the Lizardo answer is, but he does make a lot of sense in the pen. And I do think it is it's an interesting scenario that they're in, because I do think there are more internal options for the bullpen. But again, to your point, like Kirkring right now, the only guy that you feel any sort of confidence in. I mean, think about in a playoff game. We're talking about regular season games.
With all due respect, if you're talking about Orion Kirkering being the most favorable guy for you, that's
a problem.
That's not winning a World
Series. It's a problem. Yeah.
They
need to make moves. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Who is the best Phillies pitcher this century? Four options for you: Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee, Roy Halladay, and Zach Wheeler. We'll check the results coming up later this hour. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our pal Rick in Easton. What up, Rick?
Hey, you love the energy, guys. That's what we bring.
Old. It's just energy. I don't know if there's anything else happening on this show today, but energy is there.
Hey, listen, when you have Brody caffeine on, here's a joke. What makes me feel older is after I hear Brody for 4 hours. He knows I love him.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm kidding now.
I know.
So
I
real
know.
Quick, you know, you just stole my thunder. Yes, number one, Celts, you can't trade Ranger, especially you guys just touched on it. It's almost like you're reading my notes in my head, especially when you don't know what you have with Nola, with Painter. The Abel ship has sailed. I get it. You know, I know this is not going to be popular. I've said it for 2 years now, and I know they're not going to do it. And you just said it a second ago. Unless you're willing to get, and I don't even know if the A's would do it now, unless you're going to get Rooker and Miller for Painter, Crawford, and Miller, then you can just go into this postseason.
That's a haul.
Wow.
Go into the season. Well, I said it last year because you're looking at a possible Turner, Harper, Rooker, Schwarber. You put Schwarber in left field. I know that Rooker can't play the outfield. Castellanos, Boehm, Kepler, Stott, Amarillo, Muto. You take your chances. I don't know how I look at Wheeler coming into the dugout after throwing a 99-mile-an-hour seed in the eighth inning and goes 107 pitches. I don't know how they look at him when he goes into the dugout and gets him one run or no runs. But it is what it is. Or you just stay pat. I don't think there's a lot that you're going to be able to do. You know, it's funny. I actually watched the Sixers-Utah Summer League game. I never did before. That's how desperate we are to see if this kid makes it, these two picks make it. After I watched the Savannah Bananas, which is becoming the WWE of baseball. Don't you kid yourself. That's entertainment. And then I have an Eagles point, and I'll give you my answer.
All right.
You know, we re-signed the Killer Bees, Baum and Barkley. We got them, and that's when free agency worked for us. But when you return 82% of this roster that you know you're going to have to sign 2, 3, 4, and 5 years from now, you got to think like a businessman. This Eagles team franchise before Howie never could build through the draft like the Steelers, like the Red Wings, like the Celtics did, and the St. Louis Cardinals did. We finally have a franchise that can build through the draft. You got to be careful when you talk about getting an A.J. Watt or getting, you know, the kid from the Browns. You got to be careful because you got to think like a businessman, and you're going to have to sign these kids that you have.
Yeah.
You just can't get a blockbuster free agent with this franchise, with this team right now. They got a great roster. Let's go with it.
Yeah, I think Howie has shown that he is he is very rarely the one making those huge trades and giving up multiple firsts for, you know, a big name, older guy. You know, that's just not what Howie does.
Did you see the comments made by Bryce Huff over the weekend?
Oh, did I? Okay. Yeah. I mean, this guy. We'll get to that in a sec. Rick, you got an answer for us for what makes you feel old?
After I do this, I'm fine for the day, but getting out of bed.
Yeah, you're right, man. Yeah, Rick, good call. It's true. Like, obviously, now, when you wake up at 3 in the morning, it's, like, that much harder to get out of bed. But just physically, like, after naps, especially after, I feel like my body hurts after every nap I take. Like,
it's not long enough.
No, yeah, I guess that's it. I'm just like, oh, it's like pain.
Well, I was going to ask you, since this is just a one-day thing for me,
yes.
Do I expect the 1 o'clock nap?
Yes.
The 1 o'clock
nap.
What
time does your daughter nap?
She naps 1 to 4.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's a good window, huh?
Wow, 9 to 4. Wow,
1 to 4. 9 to 4.
That's what I meant. 1 to 4.
Just the real day.
My daughter doesn't nap. My daughter always said, "I'm a player, not a napper."
Oh,
that was
gosh.
Her line to us. Yes. So
that's a perfect time, but not too long though. Like an hour.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna take a big nap today. I'm tired. I don't care. I'm taking a big nap today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.